Glorification of Srila Prabhupada must all take place on the platform of obedience to Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, such praise is hollow at best and quite likely hypocritical. And actually, why are we coming here to praise Prabhupada? Why should we praise Prabhupada? We praise someone. Well, there are different reasons for praising. Usually, most people who praise another in this material world, it's either out of gross foolishness or out of sycophancy. You know the word, when's the other word in your language? No. Sycophancy means, well, to put it in gross terms, licking the butt. So it's either out of gross foolishness, just like people praise a football star or a rock star or a cinema star who... anyway, if I need to explain to you why it's foolish to praise these people, then you probably wouldn't be here. You'd be out watching a movie or something. So that's out of foolishness. And otherwise people praise others. They don't mean it, but because everyone in the material world likes to be praised, you are so wonderful. Then they become obliged to, yes, then they want someone who's got, wants to get something from someone else. They praise them. Oh, you are so great, you are so wonderful. Oh yeah, okay. What do you want? Yes, just do this thing for me. You go to a government office. My dear sir, you are so, well, you have to pay them also. Maybe a little flattery will help. I don't know in this country if such things go on, I'm sure they do. If you have to pay the government officials also. Not so much, at the higher level. Anyway, there's another reason why someone praises someone else, and that's supposed to be the real reason, which is out of genuine appreciation. So, if we have genuine appreciation, we can't actually have genuine appreciation for the gifts that Prabhupada has given us unless we accept those gifts by following his instructions. We don't experience what is the gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us unless we accept it by taking it. And taking it means following his instructions. So, unless we're prepared to take the medicine, we don't get the cure. If we don't follow the process that Srila Prabhupada has given us, then we don't become Krishna conscious. It's a very simple formula. Conditioned soul plus sadhana equals unconditioned soul. Conditioned soul minus sadhana means still conditioned soul, getting more and more conditioned. Sadhana, service, all these. Sadhana is a very broad term. It doesn't just mean chanting japa and everything one does, everything in the life of a devotee is supposed to be part of his sadhana. It's all meant to lead to the goal, the siddhi of attaining Krishna consciousness. So unless we actually follow Srila Prabhupada, what he has given us, then we can't really appreciate what he has given. And then what happens is that we often desire to get the bliss of Krishna consciousness minus surrender, but it doesn't work. First surrender, then bliss. Or as Prabhupada said, work now, samadhi later. It doesn't come round the other way. That we'll get all the bliss of Krishna consciousness and then, or there's no, this is what happens. We invent some other process that we'll just get the bliss and no need to follow so many things. And then what happens is, that we, not we, but we may, or not we, but reframes it. Certain persons may start to minimize Srila Prabhupada because they think that, well, why should we follow all these rules and regulations? And there are plenty of gurus who offer the highest bliss without having to follow all these things. So why should we follow that? And then it all becomes a cheating process. We fool ourselves into thinking that we're on some higher platform. When actually what happens is, this is the what happens, sahajiyas. Sahaj means easy, so people who take it very easily. They want to think that they've got the highest bliss. And without following the basic rules, and they actually become envious of Prabhupada because you see he's giving all these rules, and out of their own, because they don't want to follow this, and at the same time they don't want to admit that they're fallen, then they start to blaspheme Prabhupada and say he was mistaken in so many ways. It's a very sad situation that we see all around us. So if we're actually going to appreciate Srila Prabhupada, we really have to follow what he says, accepting that he is the transmitter of the absolute truth. I was just reading today, actually, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's purports, in the chapter, The Birth of Lord Krishna. And it's very interesting, it just happened to be in that section, that Prabhupada said that a word juggler, a mystic performer, or someone who, out of academic, has an academic approach, they cannot be a guru. A guru means one who teaches Bhagavad Gita as it is. So that exactly describes Prabhupada. And that's the reason why so many people came to Prabhupada, being attracted by his books, by his teachings, because they were fed up of seeing so many mystic yogis who are actually bogies, talking so many strange things which sound very mystical, but you end up with what? Just rather more bizarre version of material life. Prabhupada, why so many people? Prabhupada himself, people asked, how is it that so many, actually even Prabhupada, he said one time on the plane, he was sitting next to a priest, and they said that, or was it a Jewish rabbi or something like that, and said, why so many young people are coming to you? They are our people. They're all Christians or Jews or young men and women. Why are they coming to you? Why are they so anxious for religion? When they were with us, they weren't at all interested. Prabhupada said, because I am giving the real thing. I am not offering them anything diluted which has no potency. They have recognized this is the real thing. So many people came to Krishna through Prabhupada because he gives the real thing. He doesn't mix it up, distort it, water it down, or tell you, well, you can do it, if you like, you can do it this way or that way or any way you like, and it's all the same. Which, for me personally, I know I'm totally frustrated with all these so-called yogis and priests, just nothing there. All talk and hocus pocus, but nothing of any substance. So immediately upon coming in contact with Prabhupada's disciples and reading his books, I can understand this is something, this is real. This person is not just trying to allure me to become his follower or bring me into his camp to promote his own false ego. I have, just like they would say, oh, this guru, he has so many disciples, and you Bhaktivedanta Swami, you only have a few disciples. And Prabhupada would say, of course, if you're selling diamonds, not many people will come. If you're selling glass beads, everyone will go. So if you give something of real value, you can't expect that everyone will come. Only people who can appreciate what is the genuine thing and who have the qualification to accept it. Of course, the qualification to buy diamonds is to have money. But the qualifications to accept pure Krishna consciousness means the seriousness and sincerity to do so. So, let us meditate on Prabhupada. What is our relationship with Prabhupada? What Prabhupada has come to give us? He didn't come to give us... He wasn't just another of the watered-down bogus yogis. So we shouldn't try to drag Prabhupada to that level. We can actually proclaim the glory of Srila Prabhupada, which is our duty to do. Ebe Josh Gushak Chukuvan. Although this is mistranslated in the songbook as his glories are spread all over the three worlds, it actually means let his glories be spread all over the three worlds. Not that it's already spread so we can go to sleep. But it's our duty to proclaim the glories of Srila Prabhupada all over the three worlds. So how should we do that? Well, one way is to distribute his books. In his books, Srila Prabhupada has, in every line and every word, glorified Sri Krishna. But definitely his own glory is in doing so. So the people of the world, actually that's another glory of Prabhupada, is that he was never interested in his own glorification. You see all these yogis and gurus who went to the West, they made themselves famous. So there was just like the Chinmay Society or this Transcendental Meditation and Yogi Mahesh Maharishi, whatever his name is. But you'll find that Prabhupada made Krishna famous all over the world. That people didn't know Krishna, except maybe a few scholars in the university. Krishna is a Hindu god, and that's about all. They didn't know. But Prabhupada made it so that people all over the world know Krishna. But still today, not so many people know about Prabhupada because he didn't promote himself. He only promoted Krishna. But it is the disciples' duty, especially that we are all followers of Srila Prabhupada, let people know who is the real guru, who's really giving the truth, who's not cheating others in the name of religion. So the best glorification of Prabhupada is to follow his instructions. There's no glory to say, well, I'm a follower of Srila Prabhupada and while you're drinking a beer or something like that. And that's no glorification. First of all, our lives should be so ideal. Prabhupada wanted this. Our lives should be so ideal that people will notice this. Oh, these Hare Krishna people, everything is so wonderful. Behavior doesn't mean just smiling at them and saying, good day, how are you, and all this, but strictly following regulating principles, firmly dedicated to the path of Krishna consciousness. So in Prabhupada said, in the course of time, people will notice that and appreciate, at least those who are sincere and spiritually inclined, they will notice that. So by our behavior, that people will not, oh, these people, where did they get off from Prabhupada? Oh, this is a real teacher. And people will see what is the difference if we're actually following. But if we think that, well, we have to become like karmis and then people will appreciate us, it doesn't work. Then means we're trying to drag Prabhupada down to the level of all these people that he rejected. We say, I'm a follower of Prabhupada, but to mix up with the people, we should watch TV a little bit, and this a little bit, and that a little bit, and everything else a little bit. And then we're not followers of Prabhupada. It's a disgrace to Prabhupada that we could call ourselves his followers and not follow him. Then it becomes, follower means you follow, which means to follow the instructions. Not that you just put his picture on the wall and Jai Prabhupada, and that's it. We have to follow his instructions. And one of his most important, he wanted his followers to follow basic principles of Bhakti Yoga. And above and beyond that, he very much wanted that his books be very widely distributed, because Prabhupada's wish is that everyone should take to Krishna consciousness and everyone should know about Krishna. And as Prabhupada many times said, there is no better way to preach Krishna consciousness than to distribute my books. Prabhupada said, I am not writing these books. Krishna is standing at my side and dictating what to write. So these are Krishna's books. Prabhupada, when we say he's non-different from Krishna, non-different, it means it's not just some theoretical thing, but he's saying exactly what Krishna wants him to say. So he is as good as God. So these are some points to meditate upon. That how Vyasa Puja means to come to Srila Prabhupada in gratefulness and appreciation of the gifts that he has given us, and with a prayer that let me dedicate myself more and more to your mission, so that Srila Prabhupada's desire that every jiva in the universe become Krishna conscious, we can make some progress towards that goal. So as followers of Srila Prabhupada, we have the duty to follow him by following the basic principles of bhakti yoga, and also to preach Krishna consciousness. Of course, nowadays devotees are very concerned about social development and so many things like that, which is okay, but what about helping others also? Practically helping others by preaching Krishna consciousness. And practically speaking, we see that anyone, if they take up the mission of preaching Krishna consciousness, if they make it the main focus of their life, it may be whatever it may be, one may be working in a factory or in a whatever, having a job, doing a business. But if one thinks this is not the main focus of my life, it's just something I have to do, but the real purpose of my life is to be Krishna conscious and to try to assist Srila Prabhupada and his followers in the preaching of Krishna consciousness, where we see that, as Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita repeatedly, that such a person is helped by Krishna. We don't have to spend all our time worrying about social development and this thing, things which are basically on the mundane platform, because Krishna helps his devotee. And even difficult problems, we can actually, they become much less if we become absorbed in Krishna consciousness, because the problem doesn't seem as big when we become Krishna conscious, because we understand, well, anyways, just my karma, but anyway, we have to go, whatever my problem may be, everyone who's not chanting Hare Krishna has got a lot worse problems because they're not Krishna conscious. So it's our duty to help others become Krishna conscious. That was Prabhupada's mood. And he could have sat in Vrindavan and gone back to Godhead, but he thought, I have a duty. My spiritual master has ordered me. I have to take it up. I have to preach Krishna consciousness at great risk, with everyone discouraging him, with great difficulty, enduring heart attacks on the boat, and then nowhere to go in downtown New York among the crazies, the hippies, this. One hippie, he was living with a hippie. Can you imagine Prabhupada? Came from Vrindavan. Even from the material perspective, Prabhupada was very cultured, gentleman, elderly, and he ended up living with a crazy, drugged-out hippie, sharing his room. And the boy, on a drug fit, went crazy. Prabhupada actually, he was so crazy, Prabhupada ran out. He thought, this man, he may kill me. He was out on the street. He was never discouraged. He went on. Just with the thought that I have to do something to try to help these people. So a real Vyasa Puja will be to try to imbibe some of that mood. Let me try. Prabhupada is not asking us to risk our life and our health, and although he gave that example himself. But at least if all of us could take some of his books, maybe 5 books a week or whatever. Some are other distributed. Either you pay for them and give them away, or somehow distribute them to others. And if we do that, then we'll find that Krishna consciousness becomes much more real to us. We will, because the Prabhupada will shower his blessings on us. We have to, if we do something that is pleasing, yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, if we get his mercy, then we get the mercy of Krishna. So we know that Srila Prabhupada is very much pleased with this. If we just try to do that, then there's nothing in the world to compare with the pleasure of giving someone Srila Prabhupada's books. It's when you see someone who's, even they're not, the person themselves, they just, okay, get the money and rush off. They don't think much about it, and it's rushing off in their harassment. Krishna is so kind. This person has got this book. It's the beginning of their journey back home, back to Godhead. I have to do some service to Prabhupada. I can at least try to inspire you. We hear a lot about this word, inspire. Who inspires me the most? But inspiration doesn't mean just something that goes ding in your head. But inspiration means that practically you take up service. Not just, well, you know, I like the way he smiles and all this. But how we practically take up service, that's the meaning of inspiration. Prabhupada was a very practical person. He came with the message of the spiritual world. He very practically engaged everyone in Krishna's service. And because he knew that by doing so, then they'll become blissful, because that is the meaning of life, to serve Krishna. That is the platform of happiness. So on this Vyasa Puja day, yesterday at Janmashtami, I asked you all to read one chapter of Krishna book if we did. So on Vyasa Puja day, now, first you, Janma Sata Kari Kara Para Upakar, make your life successful and do good for others. So now, reading Krishna book, now you have to distribute Krishna's books also. That will be the proper thing for Vyasa Puja day. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, who saved us all from the darkness of ignorance and who is saving us at every moment if we take shelter of his lotus feet, which is the only way. Hare Krishna.